think I'm pleased that there is an appointment. It's been a long time coming, and I think from an England fan and an Englishman that we needed to have someone in place as soon as possible. I think that the public people's sort of champion would have been Harry Redknapp.
Do you think that's universal, or is that just the football world? Because, you know,
I think probably the football world and a football fan, really. I think Harry's very popular, but I think that Roy Hodgson is not only a safe choice, but also I think that the finances are right for the FA. I think it's a good appointment. He's a much-travelled manager, very knowledgeable, and had success, and you know, he knows his job inside and out. So I think it's a very good appointment.
Dean, what do you think swung it for him?
I think it's probably his experience. I think his knowledge of the game, his age as well. I think that the international managers don't tend to be young. I think the experience he's had.
Well, he was great with Switzerland, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, as I say, he's been in the World Cup before, so he's not going to be fazed by it. And this is a hell of a challenge for him. But I think it's a fantastic appointment, really.
And what do you reckon? I mean, he was saying there that obviously he's been working in English football and not been aware for it for a long time, but working in it for the last 5 years. But he did have a sort of not a great time at Liverpool, did he? I wonder what relations with Steven Gerrard are going to be like.
When you've been around a long time in football, you're not always going to be glittered with success. You're going to maybe have some failures along the way, and that gives you the experience to handle situations. And I think that the Liverpool experience will still value that. Although he'll probably, you know, regret that he didn't go as well as he'd liked it to, but I can't see a man of his experience knows that what he needs to do for the job in hand.
Who do you think he's going to make his captain?
Well, I mean, I think it's a much publicised, and it's a shame it is much publicised, some of the things that have gone on in recent times as captaincy. So it'd be interesting to see. I wouldn't like to, I mean, for me, the number one would be Joe Hart. I think he would be...
He could be there for a long time as England captain.
He could be there for a long time. That's what I would be looking at now, the longevity of the captaincy.
And do you think that one of his... What are his key decisions? I mean, obviously, in the squad, could John Terry and Rio Ferdinand play alongside each other like they have before?
Well, that's something that is a key. I think there's going to be key partnerships all over the squad. I think it'd be interesting to see